yourself now descending to the same space or the same pedestal or the same bottom of that cliff that you're trying to say people should not descend to with the action you're taking already, if you get my drift?
You see, Peter, if Peter does not want to be criticized, he should go back to his house and be eating jollof rice. Anyone who puts himself up for public office must be criticized, must be scrutinized, must be insulted. Anybody who feels too big to be criticized or too big to be insulted, and it is his mentality that his aides and his obedient mob, that is the same mentality they have. That, oh, our candidate cannot be criticized. Tinubu can be called a drug lord. Atiku can be called a looter, a thief. But our candidate cannot be criticized. Supreme Court judges can be named and shamed. Court of Appeal judges can be intimidated and criticized and even say they should go and lynch their children. You understand? But our candidate, we draw the line when our candidate is involved. So this is the political hypocrisy of this political extremist that we must never allow in our polity. We saw it under the Buharis. They didn't want anybody to criticize or analyze their candidate. And this is the same thing. Mr. Peter was the one that put himself up to be president. If he doesn't want me to criticize, I'm not insulting any obedient, I'm not insulting anybody. It is the man that has put himself up for president. I'm analyzing, I'm saying that, as governor, you did this. You went around churches in this country to go and say church should take back their country. You spoke with Bishop Oyedepo and said that the election is a religious war. Therefore, you are a religious bigot. There's nothing I'm saying that is not in public domain. There's nothing I'm saying. Or there's nothing I've said, or the things I've said. The only thing else that I forgot to say is that he's a political prostitute, which I've now added. So you should add it to the suit. Well.